Hey, welcome to What's the Plot? This is Sean.
This is Mandy.
And we're back with another episode. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. It feels foreign to you or something?
It doesn't feel foreign. It doesn't.
What has been going on? There's a lot that's been going on. Hold on. Let me get to the show notes real quick. Because this feels a little foreign to me as well. So I'm gonna double click on my iPad here. I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna look.
You're telling them how you're navigating.
Right. So, how you been?
I've been fine. How about you?
I'm good. I'm just making sure. The last time we did this, we had an incident, but that was a while ago. A lot has happened. A lot has changed. And
when you say that, it sounds so serious. He just didn't make sure that it was recording.
Well,
you guys.
If you would have just listened to the last episode. You had plenty of time to listen to the last episode. So that's all I'm going to say.
It's been a year. It's been a journey.
We're winding down to the end of the... We're in December right now. We're winding down. There's a lot that's been going on. Anything you want to catch up on in particular?
As far as, well, like TV and stuff like
TV,
that?
TV, sure. Personal things that brought you back to certain shows, possibly. You know,
are we talking about shows that we've been watching, or what are we doing?
I'm just trying to catch up with you real quick.
Oh, I mean, I can tell you some stuff that I probably finished. So
okay,
I finally finished Succession. Finally finished House of the Dragon. I finally finished The Lincoln Lawyer. Is that it, pretty much? There's some shows I'm still struggling with because some of the storylines is just like, this is getting really boring to me. So I'm still struggling kind of with All-American a little bit.
I forgot about All-American.
Chicago Fire a little bit. I'm only on season 9, though, so I'm not, like, on the most current season. I think it's season 9. I think they have, like, 11. Whatever is the last season, I'm 2 seasons behind that.
Okay.
What else? I have some anime shows I need to catch up on. I was thinking about that. Hunter and Hunter, I just completely stopped watching.
Yeah, you did.
My Hero Academia, we just completely stopped watching.
That was like last year, too.
I need to finish Digimon Adventure. I have not finished that yet.
Yeah.
And there's some other ones I kind of want to start. But yeah, I am just like, I'm trying to get back to like watching some of my stuff, but I'm like so far behind on some stuff. But at the same time, I've been catching up on stuff. So
these are things that you need to catch up on. What have you actually been watching, though?
Look at you with your transition. I like it. So, finished watching the most recent season of Selling Sunset. That's my show. We've been watching FBI on Paramount Plus.
Let me write that down.
Scola's my guy. Tiff and Scola are my two favorite from the show. But you know, Scola's my favorite, so... Well, so far, I don't know if anything's going to happen that
yeah, may not like. We're not that.
Yeah, I think we're on, like, recent seasons, though. Like, the most recent, maybe.
We might be close. I mean, the other one happened during, like, they was talking about COVID, maybe the end of last season or part of this season. So we might be close, if not caught up almost on one.
Also, I'm catching up on The Crown. So I'm on the 4th episode of part 1. My goodness. I'm watching First Wives Club on Netflix with Jill Scott and stuff like that. So I've been enjoying that. It's actually pretty funny. We went to go see Hunger Games.
We did go see Hunger Games.
The most recent. Oh, we finally went back to the movie theater.
Yeah, we did. I enjoyed it.
We went to go see the Hunger Games, the most recent one. I think it's like Ballad of Some Birds and Snakes or something like that. Funny enough, I have the book. I never finished the book like before we went to go see the movie. But it wasn't bad though.
It was actually a pretty good movie.
Too much singing for me.
That's a whole nother thing. Definitely. You know what? It was a good movie for the first time for us to be out. I noticed I talked to some of my coworkers and one guy said that him and his wife literally only go out for special occasions, but since COVID happened, they've slowly dipping their toe back in. And I thought that we were like taking our time. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh no, we're probably way ahead of them at this point.
Yeah.
But actually enjoyed the movie. I think I would give that maybe like a good 3.5, 3.8.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had to like rate it.
Mm-hmm.
I have started rewatching Yellowstone.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
What prompted this?
So I am the type of person, when I watch a show, you know how some people can go back and like rewatch seasons and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I typically watch it one time.
Yeah.
For the most part. So I was like, you know what? You know, as you learn more as the seasons go on, you kind of think like, I wonder what I missed in that first season.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back in that first season. I definitely missed some stuff. Or didn't fully understand some stuff from like season one. I think I'm only on like episode 4 or 5 right now.
Yeah.
And I won't spoil it for like anybody who wants to like watch it, but yeah, I'm starting to notice some things.
I think that's probably one of the best things about going back and rewatching stuff that actually intrigues you. I've thought about going back and rewatching Snowfall, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, you notice a lot of things, a lot of characters, and a lot of things that you see further along, and they're callbacks, but you know, mm-hmm. since the show has been going off the air for like 9 to whatever how many
mm-hmm.
months to the new season,
mm-hmm.
you kind of forget those things and move on with the storyline, mm-hmm. but you're still following along. You probably know more than what other people got going on, but there are a lot of like what you call those Easter eggs and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
that you kind of miss when you're just watching it in real time.
Yeah.
Benjamin is cool.
Or not even, who's Benjamin?
I said Benjamin is cool.
Oh.
Benjamin is cool.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Benjamin. I'm
nah,
like, what's that?
I don't know who Benjamin is.
There's some stuff that's like not necessarily Easter eggs per se, but it's just stuff that I miss that help progress the storyline.
Right. Details.
Because some things are like mentioned and then just forgot about. So
mm-hmm.
it just kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
We've also been watching The Simpsons on and off. We've been watching random documentaries. Right now we're watching one on the permafrost melting. I forgot the name of the documentary, though.
This the guy, is it the same guy with the fish? No.
No.
It's a different, hey, whoever this guy, I got to find his name, but he has a lot of like mini little docs that's on like, is it Disney Plus or like Max and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think we saw something on Max.
He's on both. He's getting whatever check they cut. He doing like mini series, doing like 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes, and he's mm-hmm. bouncing into the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he, yeah.
And then also, well, we did watch some fall stuff too, like mm-hmm. some random stuff. It's been a while.
Yeah, we missed a whole half a season and another season almost. But go ahead.
Of what?
Like summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the writer's strike and everything.
We also started watching that documentary about the doctor on Netflix.
Oh, Bad Surgeon?
Yes.
We have two episodes left.
Yeah.
My love.
And then we've been watching like Christmas movies, just like classic Christmas movies.
Yeah, we've been, you know, this year, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, you've been kind of on it
mm-hmm.
from last year, feeling how it felt for a lot of people. I feel more of the Christmas spirit this year than the prior year.
Last year it was like, because I thought...
less money, more spirit though. Go ahead.
That's normally what happens.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was telling my best friend, I was like, you know what? I thought it was just me last year, like with the whole Christmas spirit thing, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was a lot of people who just mm-hmm. were not, and probably maybe still this year as well. And we won't, I mean, obviously dive into too much, but there's been so much stuff just happening mm-hmm. just in the world, just in people's regular everyday lives.
Very true.
You know, and I hope and pray everybody's okay. But it's been a lot of stuff, like, just going on. It's mm-hmm. been kind of crazy.
Yeah. So what you been listening to then?
Of course, this is the season.
I've been listening to
my Christmas music, of course. Y'all know my Luther Vandross is on here.
Right.
You know what song I've been playing repeatedly, though?
What's that?
Mary, Did You Know by the Braxtons. That is my song.
So I want to say top 3 Christmas songs. I'm gonna put that. I know it has to be the Braxtons.
What you mean, like on my playlist or something? Because that's hard to pinpoint.
No. I'll let you think about it. We'll get to it.
I don't have no top 3 Christmas songs.
No, you need the top 3.
I don't need a top 3 because I like too many songs to try to squeeze it into a top 3.
No. So the other day, was it yesterday, we were driving in the car to go get some food, mm-hmm. and that came on, and she's like, how many Braxton sisters are there? She was the umpteenth mm-hmm. extra Braxton sister. So, yeah, she really likes that song. So
Five.
So if Tamar, any other... Braxton sisters are out there.
Rest in peace to Tracy. Oh my goodness. That made me so sad.
All those sisters can sing. You don't really see that a lot. I don't want to go into a tangent, but
I am the extra Braxton sister. Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
But I mean, you can say the same, because we were listening to what is his name?
Who?
Is it Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton.
We were listening to the other day.
Oh, he's watching the Disney thing, and is it Disneyland or Disney World?
Oh, I love Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton can sing.
He can. I went to his videos. I really feel this song every time it comes on. I don't know why.
Hey, he's so good at singing that he does it with a straight face.
Yeah, he was just standing there. I was like, is he okay? Yeah. And you were just like, that's just probably his thing.
Yeah.
We did watch that too. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called, though. It's like some type of a Disney concert, though.
Yeah, I mean, they usually have little nice Disney things for if you're into that stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I was for a while rewatching, like, when they decorate at Disney. I would watch that for the most part. Like,
with Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Love me some Whoopi.
I love Whoopi. Her name's Karen. That's crazy.
It is crazy. So my playlist has, like, some Kenny G on it, Donny Hathaway, of course, John Williams. I do not know how to pronounce his name. Is it Vince Guaraldi, I think? He does the soundtracks for Charlie Brown. Chris Bode's on here, of course. Temptations. The Braxtons. Leslie Odom. Mr. Leslie Odom.
Man.
Got the Commodores on here. Otis Redding. The Emotions. Stevie Wonder. Jackson 5. And I got some God's Property on here as well. That song came on. I told you it came on the other day. And I was
GP,
just like,
hey, are you with me?
Anyway, I've also just been listening to some, like, random R&B and stuff, but lots of lo-fi. My raps for this year was mostly lo-fi music.
Okay.
So, sir, what have you been watching and listening to?
My list is very scant right now because I really lost track of the stuff that I've been watching.
I know you have.
Because
we've completed some things as well. We just haven't been recording.
We've been watching a lot of FBI. Speaking on my behalf, the only thing that's frustrating about FBI is they have it on Paramount Plus. This is not an ad, but they have it on Paramount Plus, and they don't have the other spinoffs on there, which is kind of frustrating because this is how usually people get into shows, and you have to go buy it on Vudu. Shout out to Vudu. I love my Vudu account. But I've been watching FBI. Let me grab my little list here. I did finish my Office rewatch for this year.
You didn't. You still have time.
But Family Matters, I've been watching Family Matters every morning on Max. I started Jamie Foxx on Max. The Wu-Tang Saga on Hulu. I've been on and off of that, as well as The Good Doctor. And I have one or two episodes left on The Good Doctor. I've been watching a lot of...
You also caught up on The Chi.
I caught up on The Chi. They're saying that the new season is not coming out until 2024.
So next year,
we got a few weeks into 2024. May God bless us all still full, because The Chi was getting good. What else?
Trying to make it to see The Chi.
What else? I'm trying to think. What else I've been watching? I've been watching a lot of, like, YouTube stuff and, like, interviews.
Me as well.
Little mini docs.
Lots of sermons for me.
I do got some sermons saved. You got to forgive me. I do get wrapped up in the Chi-Town beef, like the King Von and stuff like that. And
it's informational.
And it's informational, you know what I'm saying?
And you watch a lot of that one guy that makes, like, the beats and stuff. Or not makes the beats, but...
Digging in the Greats. And he just... This is not a promotion for him, but I really enjoy this white man. digging the Greats. He's a musician, and he goes and he breaks down, like, the connection between all these great, like, black music that's, like, modern, and then he kind of connects it to, like, the past. But he played, like, background for, like, people, and he played background for Nas on tour.
That's really cool.
So,
you know what I love when, like, even though I don't watch his videos, but, like, when you're watching him, he's so excited.
He really enjoys music. He's coming out with he has Patreon now because YouTube keep trying to block his stuff. But he makes me go back and listen to other stuff that I listen to, like MF Doom and stuff like that. I feel like I'm into hip hop, but you know, like, people, MF Doom was like the rapper's rapper. because of the way he put stuff together. And it was pretty cool, but he getting so many strikes on YouTube that he's like, you know, I'm just going to go to Patreon. I'm still do stuff for YouTube. Can you guys please? He's like, I got a kid, Sophie. And he's like, I have a wife. He's like, I got to make money. Mm-hmm. I understand that, bro. Minus the kids right now, bro. You got to feed the wife.
Just me.
You got to feed the wife, bro. But you also got to make a living, man. And he really does good work. And I enjoy the videos on there. So if you guys get a chance, go check him out. Dig in the Greats. He has some nice merch just to drop in. And let me see what I've been listening to. Let me look at my streaming.
Lots of good, I'm sure.
Platform. Gulp. On here real quick. Let me get to it. Because Tidal doesn't have a wrap-up like Spotify and Apple Music. Mm-hmm. So on Apple Music, I was doing a lot of free trials. I spent a lot of minutes on Apple Music. I listened to a lot of Drake this year. Mm-hmm. But let me go to what I've been listening to.
Okay.
Not to feel rushed. I definitely didn't listen to the Andre 3000 flute album. The first song is like 12 minutes. If you don't know, I work in healthcare and I was charting. I fell asleep like twice. I had to turn it off because I had a lot of stuff to chart. And I was like, I'm not going to make it through this. But it's very relaxing. And he said that he made it in the frequency of what we're supposed to be hearing, and that's why it's so relaxing.
Oh,
because, okay, you know, everybody else is boomed these days.
I might give it a listen then.
It's very relaxed. You might end up sleep while you're washing dishes or coming out the room, period.
Fall asleep while I'm washing dishes.
You might just drop.
You know, I like a lot of instrumental music. It's very, very relaxing for me, so it may not affect me to that extent.
I think that Andre 3000 is the black guy that people think of when they think of the black guy. Mm-hmm. And if you know what I'm talking about, if you know, you know. I'm tired of that saying this year, but let me get into this.
Me too.
So I definitely listened to Follow the Dogs. The, what version is this? Scary Hours Edition. Red Button has to be one of the best songs on there. Let me get into my stuff. You ain't got to look at me like that. I listen to a lot of Gunna.
I know you.
I listen to a lot of Gunna. Gunna's actually on my recently played as I look down right now. Sci-Hi dropped a song that I like. I listen to Loji. He's an underground hip-hop artist. He's really good. He gives you that boom-bap feel, but it's real smooth. Listen to some Rex Life Raj. I did listen to Tink's new album. Not new album, but her new single. I like it. You look into all that, what about the single's about. And I've been listening to a lot of Kevin Gates over the last week or so.
Is it getting you through work? Is that what it is?
I don't know, man. Kevin Gates is, man. You know, I'll never have to meet him, but I appreciate the work that he do. Mm-hmm. And I really think that's it for me. Okay. I don't, because I'll be here all day. That'll be a whole nother segment. 30, 40 minutes of me just talking about music.
And they don't want to hear that.
But, yeah, you know, but I think that's it for me.
Okay.
And do we have any news for this week?
Oh, we don't. I mean, the news is pretty much kind of what the episode's about, so.
Oh, so what's the episode about?
So today, we are going to be talking about movies and TV shows that are coming in 2024.
Yippee.
So, and of course, there's like a ton of stuff that is coming out. So I'm just going to kind of highlight some of the things that are coming out. And if there's information available, kind of give that. But we're just going to highlight a couple of things. There's so much stuff that's coming out, or shows that will be back, because obviously the writer strike and the actor mm-hmm. strike is now finally over.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they got what they needed.
Yeah, hopefully. So they came to agreements for both. And so things are going back into production. So TV and stuff was actually a little slow this year. But hopefully we'll get some things coming up soon. So
yep.
We are going to get right into movies. So one of the first movies that I wanted to highlight that's coming out, and this is in like really no specific order or any order of importance or anything, Dune Part 2 is coming to Max on March 1st of 2024. So we actually watched Part 1 this year.
I enjoyed it.
Finally.
Yeah.
And we actually liked it way more than we thought we would. So pretty much Part 2 that is coming out is pretty much, obviously, it's just a sequel to part one. So I'm excited to see what that's going to be about.
I will say my ignorance is I didn't know Dune was a book.
Yes, it's a really old book.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, not really old, but it's old book.
We go to the bookstore enough. Maybe they put it more so in the front once the movie, movie came out and it's been out. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know. So, yeah.
So in this movie coming up, the synopsis pretty much says that while seeking revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family, he's uniting with some people, and then he's going to face a choice between the love of his life and the fate of the universe. Mm-hmm. And they said he must prevent a terrible future only he can foresee. So I don't know a whole lot in order to kind of give a breakdown character-wise.
Or because, foreshadow anything.
Yeah, because that was new for us. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what we've been trying to do this year is, because we kind of did it with Hunger Games, is I kind of miss being surprised and just kind of falling into stuff. I don't mind researching some stuff, because once I like something, I'm probably research it to death anyway. Yeah,
same.
But if I watch something in that first time that I watch it, I miss the joy of being surprised. I remember you asked me the other day about what was the last show that I intentionally sat down and watched at a specific time, and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
And I think I said Game of Thrones, but you said no streaming. Yeah, so no that streaming. Was the thing.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of want to say, I thought about it, it might have been Arrow.
I do remember you going getting an antenna and watching Arrow. I do remember that.
Yes. So it maybe have been Arrow or The Flash. It was one or the other. This was a couple years ago.
I do miss those Flash times.
Me too.
I think things were a lot more smoother in life, but
the show was just good.
I enjoy watching The Flash.
Yeah, they got on my nerves when they started introducing the kids into the universe. I'm just I don't care about this at all. But yeah, that's Dune Part 2. It is coming out March for as of right now, because a lot of these dates change because of strikes and things like that. So things can easily be pushed back. Mm-hmm. There's a couple on here that are like that. So
production, post-production.
So it's supposed to come to Max March 1st, 2024. Next up, we have Bad Boys 4. It's supposed to be coming out next year. They don't have a synopsis for this yet, but it is set to come out June 14th, 2024. So I'm excited for that.
This might be my chance to be Mike Lowry's.
It's not happening.
Long lost.
You have an audition in the movies. I think it's already in production.
Call me Bobby Lowry.
You're not going to be in the movie.
You now. Mike Lowry. I'm Bobby.
You're not going to be in the
I'm
movie.
I'm Bobby Lowry.
We're not doing this.
Hold on. I'm Bobby Lowry.
Did you get it out of your system?
Go ahead.
Movie is Deadpool 3, set to come out July 26, 2024. So the synopsis I sort of kind of saw online, I don't know if this is the final one or what, but it just says Wolverine's going to be in this movie.
So who Hugh Jackman owns this now?
I think it is coming out under Disney.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Good question. Mm-hmm. So it says Wolverine is recovering from his injuries when he crosses paths with a loudmouth Deadpool. And it says they team up to defeat a common enemy. So I have seen videos about this. My guy, Emergency Awesome, has done videos on this. And then, we've seen still photos and stuff like that. But I'm not too big on spoilers either. So I try to kind of keep that to a minimum, but that is the information that they have out there right now. Of course, there's many other articles about what could possibly be happening, things from behind the scenes, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But Hugh Jackman is coming back as Wolverine, so.
What? Then he just divorced his wife.
Hugh Jackman? I don't know.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What does that have to do with anything?
Need that money, but go ahead.
No, this movie's been in the works.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you like that.
Hey, Wolverine always healing from something. Wolverine is always healing from something.
Okay, so this one kind of took me by surprise when I saw this. I didn't know this was coming. So there is going to be a Mufasa movie coming out next year.
Exciting.
It was supposed to come out, I think, a little bit earlier in the year, but it was been pushed to December 20th, 2024. So it could easily be pushed again. That's why I said that. And so there's not much information out there, but it's pretty much supposed to be an origin story of Mufasa. Now, it is not going to be animated. It is going to be the live action film. So I was really excited, and then I saw the live action part, and I'm just like, why does Disney keep doing this live action? I think people would really like it if it was animated, but they don't listen to us anyway, so it just is what it is. But yes, that movie is set to come out December 20th of next year. This one has a to-be-determined date, I believe.
I thought you were about to say a to-be premiere. I was about to say, I'm with that. Go ahead.
Speaking of to-be, we have to watch Christmas on My Block.
Hey, yo, who watched Christmas on My Block? That's the new classic.
Is it?
It's a great movie.
Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse. Now, we haven't seen the most recent one. But it is on Netflix, so we'll have to probably catch that one. But that one, I don't think has a set date just yet, and I don't think they have much information on what the synopsis. But obviously, it's going to be a sequel, so we'll just see how that kind of goes. Yeah. Next up, we have Captain America: Brave New World. So this is going to be. I'm drawing a blank. What is his name?
Captain America.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of? No, I was going to say Hawkeye.
No, what is his name?
Not Anthony Mackie's character.
Yes, Anthony Mackie is the name I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
So this is going to be his first film as Captain America. So this movie is set to come out. It's called Captain America: Brave New World. There was a name change in there. It was New World Order, but there were some political things behind it, so they changed the name of it. It has been moved. Actually, it was supposed to come out in 2024, which is why I'm mentioning it. But now I saw that it's supposed to be moved to February 14th of 2025. Now, I will say this. Didn't Black Panther also come out on February 14th?
Did it?
The first one.
Did it? I can look it up real quick.
Look that up for me.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw the date, and I was like, that sounds like a very, like, film-wise.
I was over here writing down my top three Christmas songs, so go ahead.
What does that have to do with it? But also for this as well, there's not like a whole lot of information on what it's going to be about, who's going to be, I guess, the villain of the film, things of that nature. So that is supposed to be coming in 2025. Was in 2024. It's now in 2025 for anybody that was looking for it. We need to have a whole podcast episode on Marvel. Oh,
that's going to be a long podcast.
On Marvel, by the way. Also set to come out next year, we have Joker 2.
It was released on February 16th.
Okay, close enough. I was like, that date sounds like time-wise.
Depending on the day it fell, it's probably a good weekend to take your person out on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to call it Joker 2 because I cannot pronounce the name of it. It's Foley Do. It's something like that. I don't know. Y'all don't laugh at me.
Okay.
So this movie is so it's
Foley Do.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry. So this movie is supposed to be a musical. I know Lady Gaga's been casted in the film. Joaquin Phoenix is supposed to return as the Joker. But, yeah, this one's supposed to be a musical, kind of. Was the first one, like, a musical-type one?
No, I just think it had those types of little parts in it.
Okay. But, yeah, and apparently, like, the budget and everything is, like, much bigger for this film and things of that nature. It's supposed to be star-studded and things of that nature. So, that is supposed to come out October 4th of 2024.
Yep.
Also, babe, I thought you would be excited for this one. Beetlejuice 2 is coming.
So, back when I was a kid.
September 6th, 2024.
Back when I was a kid and I used to actually visit my father.
Mm-hmm.
This is the podcast to talk about my relationship with my father. But I used to always go over there and watch Aladdin and Beetlejuice.
And the original Beetlejuice came out in 1988, I believe.
It's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, Tim Burton film. And so this one, I'm trying to see what this one's going to be about.
Is this the one with the original Beauty? This the one with, what's her name? She played in Alone, Kiss Goodnight.
Winona Ryder?
Is it Winona Ryder. Yeah. What's the daughter on there, I think?
Michael Keaton.
Yeah. That's the original one. That's the one I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what's crazy is I was reading the description for the original film. I definitely didn't pick that up as a child.
What?
So, it says, so for the original story, it says the story mainly follows a recently deceased ghost couple as they try to scare away a dysfunctional family from their own home. And it says, the film obviously is named after the villain, which is Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I didn't pay that any attention. Yeah. Like, as a child. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. And I think the girl was their daughter, right?
I don't know.
I believe so.
When I tell you it's been so long since I've watched the original Beetlejuice, I can't tell you.
I used to watch it. I've watched it a countless amount of times. And my favorite scene is when they sing the banana song. When they're at the table.
Is that that's the movie where they were like shake.
Yeah. Okay. That's one of my favorite scenes.
And they were like on the stairwell, I think, doing that part.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yes, that is coming. And then let me see who the cast is gonna be actually for this one. So I know the young lady that was in Wednesday is gonna be on here. So Tim Burton is set to come back.
So he's coming back. He's directing this one again.
I believe so. Apparently, Michael Keaton and Jenna Ortega is her name.
Okay.
But yeah, some of this stuff has like very limited information. But, you know, everybody tries to keep their things, you know, close. So there's, you know, information is not just leaking out there. So. But that is it so far for movies. There's so much more stuff coming out, I promise y'all. But it's too much stuff to squeeze in. So. Sorry if I didn't mention anything that was interesting to you.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be I feel like the overload of, not even the overload, but there's going to be so much TV and film coming because of the writer's strike, because everybody can go back into production. I didn't know that stuff actually had came to a halt.
Oh, yes. Nothing was being done.
You know, it's like if I was making music, I would continue to mix my music. But they stopped everything. Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, we ain't even about to give you something that you can sneak in and take a little nibble off of.
Nope. So, when they say it's a strike, they mean it's a strike. So
rightfully so.
Just real quick, I'm just gonna mention real quick about Marvel, just really quick. And this is my personal opinion. I know everybody named mama got opinions about stuff that's going on.
Go ahead.
So we haven't even finished Loki 2. And then there's been some other shows in between that we also haven't watched.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they do this Captain America movie very well. Because the films that we have been watching, I think the only one we really haven't seen is Thor, Shang-Chi, maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. But we were, for a while, we were catching up on some stuff.
I will say this.
It was very underwhelming.
I will say, hopefully... Not to go back to, was it 2021 when they were doing the series?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the better series between the Wanda series.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. Loki was good to me.
But I know a lot of people didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like, I know they're saying, like, they're superhero fatigue, and they're very well maybe. But for me, as long as something is done really well and I enjoy it, I can watch it. I just have not been enjoying it, to be honest.
I think that maybe they thought that they had it in a chokehold already, and they thought that, hey...
There's too much stuff, I think, coming at us.
But just because no shots taken, the stuff that DC had released prior, people weren't gravitating to, I think they were just like, oh, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have not to say that DC, like the studios don't have the things to do what Marvel does, but
mm-hmm.
I think that Marvel had it more... their foot on his neck to handle it.
Handle so, what?
Like CGI, the location.
Well, the writing styles are totally different too. So
that part too. That's a major part of it, to be honest with you.
We know that Marvel is dark, but I feel like DC is darker.
DC is beneath the couch dark.
Yeah, so of course, you know, writing styles and things are going to be different regardless. And I'm not even comparing the two, to be honest, because, I mean, we've already talked about how DC... to be honest, hasn't been that great with films, but Marvel hasn't really been hitting for me either. And I think I'm kind of lost. There's too much information in between. It's not keeping me engaged. And so I'm skipping over stuff, or I'm just not grasping stuff because I'm just not really interested.
Or it loses, like you said, it loses grasp on you. So you go, you can go a couple days, or usually when people binge, they're like, I got to get back to it. You could be like, okay, I'm going to take a break. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you binge and then you take a break, you like, let me just watch half this episode.
You know what? The show with guys, forgive me. I'm forgetting things today.
It's all good. What show? What?
Samuel Jackson is his name.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
That series was actually pretty decent. I actually kind of like
it. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, no.
I haven't watched it. How many episodes? Is it 10 episodes? Something like that? Eight episodes?
It might be like maybe six.
Okay. Like I haven't watched it. Yeah. I actually forgot about it until you just said something.
It's too much stuff in between. It's like, what are we supposed to do with all this? And I know it's supposed to like give us, some of it is giving us information in between for films, but I think the beauty of the films was the waiting, but also, you know, you get that information, you know, at the end, which is funny. We were at the movies and people were still sitting in their seats after Hunger Games ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's probably nothing at the end.
Yeah.
Marvel has people very spoiled. I mean, I'm sure they probably weren't maybe the first to do that, but Marvel has people very spoiled with that. But I don't know. I just haven't been able to like really sit and just enjoy like the movies. I didn't like the Ant-Man movie.
Which one?
The recent one. I don't even know that. Quantumania.
Oh, okay. I think I remember it now.
I don't even remember names of stuff, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that was the last one.
But yeah, overall, you know, I don't think that I have the fatigue of it. I just want things to be written better and done better. It's really all it is. Let's move on to TV shows.
Let's do it.
All right. So the first two I'm very, very excited for. So coming to a summer of 2024.
Let's hear it. Let's announce it. Go ahead.
We have House of the Dragon season 2 returning to
us. I didn't think was coming back to 2025.
I am so freaking excited because of how it ended. Now, we are not book readers I can't remember the name of the book that this is based on. But we didn't read that book. So this information that we're getting TV-wise, we don't have a book to compare it to.
Right.
So we're going to be learning as the show goes on, which we did with Game of Thrones originally, even though those books were already out. He still hasn't finished that series. I don't know what's going on with him. But House of the Dragon, they just dropped an official teaser maybe about 2-3 days ago. And they did drop posters too for the show. And I am really excited. I hope we get some battles this season. I hope we see some dragon battles. I am ready. I was not excited about the young man getting killed.
Oh, well, it was already written like that, but yeah.
I know, but still. That made me... I'm always unhappy when children die. Now, mm-hmm. when it's adults, do you? But I just don't like it. And of course, they didn't show, like, the kid actually, like, literally dying. But
yeah.
I'm just like, that is so sad. All because he was being an idiot. But I'm very, very excited for this. I'm with you. I didn't think we were getting this. However, so we talked about the strike, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are not a part of the same organization as over here. So they were able to continue filming.
Which I didn't know either.
Yeah. However, if they chose to, they could have supported strike-wise. But they continued filming. So that's probably why we're getting in 2024. I was so excited when I saw this. I was like, I sent it to you while you were at work. I'm like, we're getting this. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, because it takes so long for like production and mm-hmm. like to make the CGI dragons and do all this stuff. And I know that they pretty much have the locations that they use probably frequent or the areas that they use frequent,
mm-hmm.
but I was definitely expecting for it to be like a 2025, like either spring or summer release.
Yeah. I want to see what happens with House Valyrian. I'm very intrigued by that.
I mean, I ain't going to say nothing.
What, you know something I don't?
No, I don't. I actually don't know anything you don't know, but I'm just saying.
They still have the best theme song, by the way.
They do. This is the family with the mix and the black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
the Sea Snake.
The what?
That's his nickname, the Sea Snake.
Oh.
Corlys Valyrian is his name. So number two, I hope they don't fuck this up.
Who that?
The photos looked pretty good for the most part, cast wise. Avatar: The Last Airbender is coming to Netflix, the live action version.
I'm gonna tell you this.
It's not gonna be directed by M. Night. Is it Shyamalan?
Yeah.
He will not be directing the film. I'm very excited for this.
I'm gonna say this. The casting that I seen, besides from like your personal views on stuff, I'm not gonna say it right here.
No.
But the casting looks good.
It does. It looks really good for the most part. I'm sure other people may have other opinions, which is completely fine. Mm-hmm. But I want to see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
I'm actually really, really excited for this. I told you I had seen the first Avatar film before I had ever seen the cartoon series. So when I saw it in theaters, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. I kind of like this. And I bought the film, by the way.
Well.
And then watched it back.
You told me about the film. I've never seen the film. I remember the cartoon originally coming out and watching it when it first came out. Uh-huh. So that's all I knew about it. I knew that they had did a film, but I was like, nothing really beats animation because you can do all the things you need to do in animation. Mm-hmm. But when I seen it, I was like, the casting wasn't what I wanted to see.
It didn't make sense. But I had never seen the cartoon, so I didn't know what they were supposed to look like. They were pronouncing Aang's name wrong. They were calling him Aang. It was just all kinds of stuff like in the film. It always makes me laugh when there's a scene with the earthbenders and somebody said they did all of that to move a pebble. And it always cracks me up every time I see it. But that film, it was bad.
I mean, if somebody's calling something, mispronouncing somebody's name, it's different if it originally came out in a book. Sometimes you mispronounce names from reading in a book.
Ask the author.
You know, but...
For the film, anyway.
But the actual writers and stuff like that were on the animation, so why are you saying things wrong?
I don't know.
And I don't know if you're trying to phonetically or trying to make it... Oh, it'd probably be more pronounced better this way because they're from this part. They're supposed to be from this part of the globe or whatever, but it just didn't roll.
Now, I will say this, though. The original creators are not going to be a part of this film. They were going to at first. They had some disagreements with Netflix, so they're not a part of this film. However, they have tons of things coming in the Avatarverse that I'm also excited to see. Mm-hmm. So this is a Netflix film. The original creators are not a part of this. Made me a little sad when I saw it because I don't think they were a part of the original film that had came out.
I can't imagine that they were.
Also, remember I told you about that part at the end where she's like, they want you to be their avatar. And I'm like, you don't have a fucking choice.
Yeah.
He's already your avatar.
Yeah.
So that line didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But I was like, maybe they're accepting of it. But I mean, it doesn't really matter because he's still the avatar. Yeah. Whatever.
True.
But yes, so Avatar is coming out, and I'm like excited to see this. It comes out February 22nd, 2024 on Netflix. So I'm excited to see that. Also coming out this year, this is what I'm talking about. So Echo is coming to Disney Plus January 10th, 2024. Now, Echo is based on, we watched Hawkeye, the series.
Yeah.
It's based on the young lady that is hearing impaired.
Okay.
In the show. This is going to be her series. I guess it's like an origin story for her.
Okay.
Also coming back, I cannot remember the name of the series exactly. There's a Walking Dead series that's coming because I feel like I saw like two or three. Mm-hmm. but that universe just keeps expanding. So there's a series that's coming out for The Walking Dead. They didn't have a exact date for that yet. I had this written down more so for you. Daredevil Born Again is supposed to come to Disney Plus. It's going to have the original guy that was in the Netflix series, I believe. Mm-hmm. However, it's not coming out till 2025 now. It was supposed to come out 2024. So, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Also, The Mandalorian Season 4 was supposed to come out this year, but may have to wait until 2025. We don't know just yet. Obviously, that is also coming to Disney Plus. This one's for me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yellowstone is supposed to be returning to us November 2024. That's too far away. It's too far away.
What, 11 months?
Yeah, and I know that there was some things with... See, why do you always have to rub it in?
Go ahead.
With Taylor Sheridan, as well as, give me my guy's name. What's his name?
Who? Rip?
Kevin.
Owens? Who are you talking about? Cause you, look, I'm going to tell you like this. I watch the show, but I watch the third party.
No.
It's a great show, but I watch it third
party. From the Bodyguard. I mean, he has so many other things as
well. Kevin Costner?
Yes. I'm sorry, you guys. I cannot recall. I had all of this in my head earlier, and I don't know if it's the time, but like right now, things are literally escaping me. Why did you say Kevin Owens?
I don't know. We just got through watching wrestling.
Oh, we have been watching wrestling as well. That is actually pretty funny. They had some differences about how the show was going to end. And so I know that also kind of like put it off a little bit as well. Then he also went through a divorce this year. So a whole lot of stuff going on.
Silly divorce.
Abbott Elementary is also returning.
Need to finish.
We do. We actually don't have that many episodes left. We're on the last season or the most recent season. It is coming to ABC/Hulu because it comes on Hulu the next day.
Yep.
And it returned February 7th, 2024. Also, The Boys season 4.
Darn.
That date is to be determined. We are so behind on The Boys.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We are so behind on The Boys.
We should have been using this time to catch up, but
we will. We've been busy. The winter's coming. That wasn't intended.
That was fire, though. Go ahead.
And there's going to be things coming out, but this will be a good time to catch up on some stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw the show Snowpiercer was canceled. They're shopping around the last season.
How many seasons is that? What, 3 seasons? Something like that? 2 or 3 seasons?
I don't know. I didn't get past the first one.
Vinny Shade is here?
They
put that boy in a fridge.
I couldn't get past the first season. But I saw randomly that Snowpiercer was canceled, and they're trying to shop around that last season.
Okay. Ring Tide Network. What's the media? We'll premiere it on our YouTube page. I don't know about the royalty splits, but...
I'm not going to court over your craziness.
Let's do it.
So all of the Chicago shows, so Fire, Mid...
They're doing a crossover.
No, Fire, Mid...
PD.
They are all returning January 17th, 2024.
Yo, Dick Wolf,
don't be wolfing. We need to talk about that.
Dick Wolf, don't be wolfing.
He don't.
His production,
A1. He has so many shows, it's crazy.
He caters to his fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Top tier. Top tier.
Also, this one is for you. The Good Doctor returns February 20th, 2024. To ABC/Hulu.
Gotcha.
Also, should go back and say the Chicago shows are coming back to NBC/Peacock because they also come out to Peacock. Okay. Peacock has like been
what they've been doing,
holding me down a little bit TV wise.
Yeah.
I put this on here because I thought this show got canceled. So, Pretty Little Liars. Because, you know, we watched the original series.
Ravenswood? Which one? where are we going with this? Let's do this. Pretty Little Liars what? Pretty Little Liars what? Summer School?
You will not Max. Let him live that.
Oh, Max. It says the first.
Yes, go ahead. I'll let you finish. Pretty Little Liars Summer School. I started watching. That's filmed really weird.
Okay. Hold me to this. I'm going to watch Ravenswood.
You can't stream it anywhere, I don't think.
Oh, crap. I'm going to buy it.
Why did you bring that
tell
up?
Us what you think. Tell us what y'all think about Ravenswood if you watched it.
Nobody knows what that is.
Oh, okay. So Ravenswood, while she finds this, Ravenswood is a spinoff from Pretty Little Liars where, what's his name? Cody?
Caleb.
Nice name for a guy. Caleb had to go back to... It's wrapped in there, but you know how people have little things where they go back to a town. Well, this was Caleb's thing, and he went back to Ravenswood for like a season. So he was gone for like part of a season or a season of Pretty Little Liars. They were like, oh, they kept referencing, oh, he's in Ravenswood. Yeah, go watch the series, though. How about that?
I'm trying to see like where you can. I don't know if you can stream it because I don't think it's on streaming.
But I'm a watch it. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna watch it because
I want you to stop bringing that up in random times because it makes me.
I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna watch it, and I do need to. You know, it's actually a better show than Ravenswood.
What?
What's it called? The show that I'm supposed to been watch.
Teen Wolf.
Not Teen Wolf. I don't wanna be here.
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill.
Oh, that's my show. I grew up.
I need to finish watching that.
I love One Tree Hill.
I need to figure out what I was at, but yeah.
I love One Tree Hill. That is my show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like if you watch it, it looks like you have to buy it.
Okay. So I'll look into how much that is. And I'm going to give, you know, I'm going to give my full breakdown. Is it one season or two seasons?
It's one.
Rightfully so. I'm going to give my full breakdown on Ravenswood.
I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all, a lot of stuff is sort of kind of inside jokes. And so it just makes me... makes me crack up. Anyway, so it's the Pretty Little Liars show is the show that I started watching that was like filmed really weird. Mm-hmm. So it's like something that their parents did that the kids are now paying for or something weird or something like that. And if anybody's interested in that, because me and my sisters have been rewatching the original Pretty Little Liars, which is funny because I didn't really think about it until you said something about
Ravenswood.
No, them never closing their curtains and locking their doors.
Oh yeah,
And then you said they're never out in sensible shoes. But that's my show. I really love Pretty Little Liars. They didn't really end the way I wanted it to, but you know when I watch it, it's still my show.
Bad. Check this out real quick. Ravenswood is only 10 episodes. 10 episodes.
Are you gonna let me get to the last
point? I can get through that.
Are you going to let me get to
I'm
going to
let y'all know something real quick. I can pretty much watch anything.
We know.
Couldn't really watch that. Go ahead.
We didn't try. You made fun of him. And then you made fun of, what was his name? You kept saying he looked like a werewolf.
Toby?
Yes, Toby.
I would like to interview that guy.
Why?
Because I think that he played his role. I do really think he played his role. And he was always cut up.
He was cut up, actually.
He was always cut up. That's why I said he was like a werewolf.
There was a lot of, not with Toby, but there was a lot of inappropriate things happening on that show that shouldn't have been happening.
There was a lot. There was a lot.
Not just Arya and the teacher.
No, there was a lot. It was a lot of graping going on or stuff that alluded to graping. Take away the...
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're back. All right.
What? Wait. What the fuck was that?
I'm just trying to get into the mode. Just start talking.
Oh, that wasn't the problem. Anyway, let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
All right. The final season of Umbrella Academy.
Well, first off. What? All right, so before we get into that, we had a little technical difficulty.
It wasn't technical. It was you again.
It was the batteries.
Anyway.
We're
all right, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
The final season of The Umbrella Academy is coming to Netflix.
Right.
The release date for that is to be determined. It could be 2024, but probably more likely 2025.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten past episode one of season two.
Very true.
We need to. It's not that many episodes, right?
I don't know. It's usually like 8 to 10 episodes, something like that. I have to look later back on there.
Okay. But yeah, we need to finish that. But yeah, the final season of, I believe it's the final season. I'm going to double check myself. But I believe it's the final season of The Umbrella Academy. It's coming to Netflix either 2024 or 2025. So let me look this up. I have Ravenswood on my screen, though.
I'm going to get into some Ravenswood. That's a fact, though.
Whatever.
I'm going to get into some Ravenswood. It's 10 episodes. It's probably like 40 minutes. Probably bringing up Ravenswood is probably what drained the batteries.
Think it was something supernatural?
Because it drained... It drained the studio's budget.
No, it didn't, actually. It didn't make it past the first season, so.
10 episodes.
Let me see. Centaur.
Is the heater on?
Yes, damn it, it is. When we took our break, okay, it was cold. Let me turn it off.
It's all good.
Look at him calling me out, y'all. It's cold, cold up in here because he made me turn the heat off. Yes, it is the final season.
Okay.
It will be the final season, so yes.
Okay.
But that is pretty much the TV shows and movies that we are, some of them, that we are looking forward to for 2024 and 2025, apparently. So did I miss anything? Is there anything that you might be looking for? Or
nope.
Okay.
I need to get full on head, get my head back into the game.
Mm-hmm. Also, real quick,
go ahead.
This has nothing to do with shows that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The whole cast of Succession just deserves Emmys. My goodness, that last season.
Why do they deserve Emmys?
That season was so good. That one episode had us confused on whether or not he was. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched the last season or any of the show. Mm-hmm. They had us confused on whether or not that man was dead. Now, he wasn't in that scene, so I'm not saying that, but he was really good in the show, though.
Yeah.
However, Kieran,
mm-hmm.
the other Culkin,
okay,
oh, he did a really, they were really, this was a different kind of dynamic in season, but you know, they were still doing their thing, but it mm-hmm. was really good.
Yeah, you don't see too much of that. I know what you're talking about. I seen that.
Tom got all those fools.
Yeah, I didn't see all that, though.
It was good.
But shout out to
that episode with him crying. Because, you know, over his dad, I didn't know if he was serious or not. And then, like, I was like, oh, my God. Well, you know, knowing from experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that is so sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just get a whole cast.
And shout out to Macaulay for getting his, finally getting his star.
He did. He got his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I was so excited for that.
He should have been had one.
Let's just keep it a buck. I don't know why, but I was so freaking excited for that. I'm like, oh, my God.
He should have been had one.
Yes, he should have.
Shout out to Brenda Song.
I know, his wife.
What,
they're together.
Yeah.
And they're two little kids. Aw. I don't want to disrespect her, so I'm going to look up her name. She played Kevin's mom. And
oh, yeah.
That was so sweet. I don't know what's been up with me lately, but I'm just telling you, seeing things from like people from like childhood and stuff like that just warms my heart.
I forgot who I was just looking at. And I was like, I'm so happy for them. I don't know. Mm. But Waka Flocka is also back doing features.
What the hell does... Okay.
Waka Flocka is
Catherine
like...
Catherine O'Hara is her name.
Catherine O'Hara, yeah. But Waka mm. Flocka is one of those, yeah. Yeah.
We are not talking about Waka Flocka while we are talking about Macaulay.
You know what I'm going to do, y'all? I'm going to give 20-minute episodes, seasons of stuff just randomly talking about music.
Can you not insert that? We're talking about Macaulay and his Hollywood... His star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You know who gets rich off of Christmas every year?
Hmm? Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey and Macaulay Culkin. So they ain't worried about me.
And Michael Bublé.
All I want for Christmas is one of their royalty checks to fall into the mailbox with my name on it.
I would take it.
How about that? $80 million over 29 years.
I would take it.
Them nice, slow, good checks.
Mm-hmm.
Please. And I'm even worried about how... Mariah paying for all those rhinestones on her gown.
She been had it, so what's the problem?
She been having.
Mariah been living her best life.
Okay. Shout out Skipper.
Mariah starts in October. She don't start in November, she started in October.
Mm-hmm.
November 1. She come breaking out of ice and stuff.
Oh, so I do have my top Christmas songs. I'm not going to say top three.
Oh, so you cannot do top three, but I have to do
it's
top
hard.
Three.
It's hard.
But okay, go ahead.
So my top three will be Luther Vandross every year, every Christmas.
That's my jam.
Donny Hathaway this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in between Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas, and The Emotions, What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. And then Boys to Men and Brian McKnight, Let Us Know.
How you just going to skip over the ultimate?
What's that?
Silent Night by The Temptations.
I seen The Temptations, but I was like, no.
I mean, everybody starts off with In My Mind. Like, how you just skip over that?
In My Mind, Donny Hathaway is the king of the Christmas.
Yeah, I just want to say this, too. Everybody's songs don't need to be remade. I want y'all to stop doing that. Not people who are listening, but I want people to stop doing that. Who were we listening to in the car? He wasn't even saying the word Christmas. He was saying Christmas. This Christmas. Or or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
This dude had remade it.
It did sound good. Singer. Please stop.
Dick Grimmer.
Please stop. It's unless you're going to do it justice, just... And everybody's allowed to, like, you know, put their own spin on stuff. But my goodness.
Also, I have a love-hate thing for, Michael Bublé.
Why? What did Michael do to you?
I don't know, man. It's a love-hate thing. I love how Michael do his thing. He's a classy man. But at the same time, I don't know, man.
Michael be mind of his business from what we know. From what we know. I ain't sticking up for nobody.
Something about that Bublé.
I enjoy listening to Michael Bublé in the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Kenny G, y'all be hating on Kenny G too.
Don't nobody hate on Kenny G.
Y'all leave Kenny alone.
Yeah. So, do we have anything else though? I forgot. We was about to go into something else.
Why are we down?
I was.
What were we going into?
It's the holiday season. Y'all be safe. Mm-hmm. Y'all try to have y'all Christmas shopping done by like the 15th.
That's easier said than done.
Y'all be safe out here. Don't let no people get y'all into no road rage. Take your time driving. Leave out enough time. Be kind year round. Watch yourself. There's folks out here. And, you know, just have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm channeling my inner Chingy.
I was two when the first Home Alone film came out.
Yeah, man. Home Alone. And Home Alone 2.
I have been very nostalgic this Christmas season. And Home Alone 3. We only acknowledge 1 and 2. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. You know, I hope everybody has a good holiday season. I hope everybody has a safe holiday season. I hope everybody has a blessed holiday season. I hope that people focus more on each other and experiences instead of gifts. Mm-hmm. Those are supposed to be a bonus.
Or to Jonas.
Enjoy time with your loved ones or enjoy time with yourself or both. Yeah, just have a good holiday season. Let's focus more on our happiness instead of, you know, material things. Sure.
Do you have anything else that you want to...
I do not, actually. I do not. I mean, I do have, I was going to say, like, my favorite Christmas films.
Ooh, let's hear it.
They're not my top. So, you know, I have the ones that I grew up with. So, I'm going to say my newer films that
okay,
I like.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, Klaus is one.
Klaus is a good film.
Klaus warms my freaking heart. Polar Express is one.
Polar Express is a classic these days.
I really like Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas is a top. It's pretty good.
It is.
Good soundtrack as well. Now that's Klaus.
I like Jingle Jangle. Not Jingle Jangle from...
A Year Without a Santa Claus?
No.
Oh, that's the Elves from Year Without a Santa Claus. That's my top, but go ahead.
I'm talking about Jingle Jangle from... What's the
kid? Riverdale?
That, yeah. But Jingle Jangle, the film on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
with Felicia Rashad, the lovely Felicia Rashad.
Felicia Rashad.
What else do I really like? Those are some of the newer ones, though, that I like. So if you guys have a chance, you can check those out. Klaus is just going to warm your heart, I promise. I promise it will.
Netflix, the last maybe 3 or 4 years, they've had some pretty good Christmas films.
Yeah, what's the other one called? Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles 1 was really good. Christmas Chronicles 2 was... It was
okay. The first one was really good, though.
Christmas Chronicles, the first one, I'd give it at least 4.9. Mm-hmm. It was a great, great movie. Mm-hmm. Chronicles 2, I'm giving it like a 3.9. Mm-hmm. But it's still a good watch.
Yeah.
But don't go by my rating systems. Go out there and enjoy the holiday season and watch these things.
Yes.
I do want to talk about the Eddie Murphy movie with Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yes, we have to watch
and
that.
DC Young Fly on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So we need to watch that.
A Wesley Christmas Wedding, or think Wesley, it's what it's called.
A Wesley Christmas, Plus. Wesley Christmas Wedding, and then A Wesley Christmas that came out prior. Mm-hmm. It was a good film. We enjoyed that when we was traveling during the holiday seasons. Was it last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a couple films I'm excited to see this year, but... But yeah, to end it on a positive note, you guys enjoy your holiday.
Yeah. We'll be back with some more content for sure.
Stay positive, take care of yourself, and love on other people.
And I think that's pretty much it from my end. You got anything else?
I do not.
All I have to do, I just want to say this. I want to wrap this up, and I want everybody to know this. Feel the warm and luxury that you deserve. Adriana Phelps. Thank you.